News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Students sitting the Caribbean Advanced Proficiency Examination CAPE can now access a subsidy provided by the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information to help pay for up to 3 CAPE units each year. Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid says the 3 CAPE units must include a compulsory subject and 2 additional subjects. Minister Reid adds that the subsidies to provide students with the additional support they need to complete the 7-year program now being rolled out in high schools across the country. Support will also be provided for students pursuing vocational training.
Full subsidy will be provided for Caribbean Vocational Qualification, CVQ, National Vocational Qualification of Jamaica, NVQJ, and 2 subjects at City and Gales.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness says plans are far advanced for the implementation of more zones of special operations, ZOSAs, in 20 communities across the island. Mr. Holness says the government has done a strategic review of the existing zones of special operations and will be implementing the recommendations from the review.
The Minister of Finance already knows what the outlay will be and how that will have to be programmed. So yes, there are more zones coming. Right? So it's not the intention to just rely on SOEs. There are more zones coming. But because the engagement is not short term, they have to be planned properly. It is being worked out as we speak, both finances and how to increase the recruitment into both security forces, the JDF and the JCF, so that we have the manpower to deal with those areas.
Jamaica's economic program remains on track. That's the word from co-chair of the Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC, Keith Duncan. EPOC met on October 5 to review the available results for the period ending August 2018 under the precautionary standby arrangement with the International Monetary Fund, IMF.
We are seeing greater fiscal space being opened up. We saw growth of at least 2.2% in the April to June quarter. We see unemployment at a level of 9.7%, approximately 1.217 billion being employed, the highest number ever recorded, and greater tax revenues. So this underlies the success of the program to date.
Under the fourth review conducted by the IMF in September, the government met all quantitative and indicative performance criteria up to June 2018, with the exception of the inflation target. Mr. Duncan says despite this shortfall, EPOC expects a favorable outcome from the IMF Executive Board when it reviews the program performance to date on November 5. Jamaica's relationship with the IMF is scheduled to end by December 2019. And Prime Minister Andrew Holness on Tuesday commissioned a new state-of-the-art solar photovoltaic system into operation at the Office of the Prime Minister on Devon Road in St. Andrew. The move is in keeping with the government's plan to have 30% of Jamaica's energy coming from renewable sources.
We're doing what we are asking Jamaica to do, diversify our energy mix. We are asking Jamaicans to become more energy smart, to conserve and to expand usage of renewable alternatives. And so it gives me great pleasure to commission into service today the solar system, which is certainly going to reduce our traditional reliance on fossil fuel energy.
The installation was carried out in partnership with Solar Head of State, a non-profit organization seeking to help heads of state adopt green energy practices by installing solar panels on government buildings. The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, National Energy Solutions, the Clinton Foundation, and other international partners also contributed to the installation of the solar PV system. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Anthony Morgan.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
The GIS Heritage Poster Competition is here again, and the prizes this year are bigger than ever. Are you in high school? Then this competition is for you. Submit an 11 by 17 inch graphic poster using images from the Jamaica Information Service website or an illustrated poster in keeping with the theme, Jamaica's Music, the stage for growth and development. Entries open September 3. Deadline for entries is October 28. For more information, visit gis.gov.jm.